Ready. Somebody. I love computers. I know.
Manger of pain, no room. Thank you. You may be seated. At this time, Connor and Lacey is going to bring us a special.
Excitement and glee. tugged my sweater, looked up and asked me, as I stood in amazement at this message profound, I looked down to thank him. He was nowhere around. The little boy at the mall might as well have had wings as the tears filled my eyes. Thought I heard him sing.
Where's the light to see Jesus? Is it here at the store? Christmas time is his birthday. Why don't we see him more? Where's the light to see Jesus? Is he born for me?
Stand in line at his throne. Every knee shall bow down, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Where's the light to see Jesus? Is he here at the store? If Christmas time is his birthday,
Matthew chapter 1 this morning. My goodness, hadn't it been good to be in the Lord's house? I'm thankful for these specials. Connor did a great job. E did a great job. This choir did a wonderful job. This is just a taste of what they're going to do next Sunday evening. This choir is going to do their cantata next Sunday evening. They have worked for months and months, so I want you to plan on being here. Also, next Sunday morning will be the children's choir, and they will put on a play and a musical. So be here next Sunday. It's going to be a little different once again next Sunday, but these people have worked hard for this. So be here, support them, and most of all, everything that we're doing is honoring Jesus Christ, okay? And Connor sang it. Where's the line to see Jesus? Remember the reason for the season. And yes, Christmas and what we've made it has its place sometimes, but let's remember the reason for the season. A Savior was born for us. Praise the Lord. If you would stand with me for the reading of God's Word, Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on the wise when, as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all of this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. If you would, hold your place there, and look in the book of Luke, chapter 1. Luke, chapter 1. Luke, chapter 1. And in verse 26, Luke 1 and 26, And in the sixth hour, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth shall also conceive a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Dear Heavenly Father, bless the reading of your word. Open our hearts. May we apply it to our life. Give me preaching grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk to you this morning about the Lord's family. As we come this morning at the end of the invitation, we will have a baby dedication, and there's four families here this morning to dedicate their baby to the Lord. And this is a special time of prayer. This is a special time, kind of a symbolic time, to publicly give our child back to the Lord. So y'all pray for these four families that will be coming here in a little while. And as we approach this time, I thought about a story. I thought about and prayed about what story would be good. And I'll tell you, when you're looking at parents and you're looking to raise children, why not go to the very parents that raised our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? If there was ever an example set before us, it would definitely be from Mary and Joseph. It's amazing to me that one day God, the Father in heaven, looked down among men and had to choose a family to raise His only begotten Son. I want you to understand that when Jesus came, He came as the Son of God. And God was Jesus Christ, okay? And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was God and dwelt among men, whereby we must be saved. Amen? So that we can be saved by what He did. But in order to accomplish that, He had to find a man and a woman that was willing to do it His way. A man and a woman that was willing to raise this little boy. Listen to me. This wasn't just any little boy. This was the Son of God. This was the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. And if He was going to be the Lamb of God, He was going to have to fit a description and fulfill thousands of years of prophecy and law and fulfill this within His life. And it had to begin at the very beginning of His life. Understand that Jesus was not born of a man, okay? He was of the seed of God, okay? He was not of the seed of Joseph. He was of the seed of God. And He came through the seed of woman and dwelt among men, okay? And in this, the Lamb of God was born that day in Bethlehem. And in order for Him to fulfill what was prophesied all of those years, He had to fit the description that was given in the Old Testament, fulfill every jot and tittle of the law. If that was going to be accomplished, it was going to take an outstanding young man and an outstanding young woman who was sold out to the will of God. Let me tell you something. In order for us to have a pure, blameless, spotless Savior, Mary and Joseph had to be pretty awesome people, because they were going to have to raise Him the right way. Let me tell you something. Parents, we need to raise our children the right way. And if there is ever an example set before us, it would be Mary and Joseph. It would be Mary and Joseph that God would choose this family. Certainly there had to be something special. Certainly there had to be something different about them that He chose them. And actually there was. He chose this family because they were different. I want you to look in Matthew. And we're going to flip back and forth here in this sermon. But I want you to look at why they were a chosen family. Notice what He said in Matthew 1 and 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on the wise, when as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Now notice what it said. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. Why was Joseph chosen to take on the task of raising the Son of God? Because it said in verse 19, being a just man. This man was a just man. This man was a saved man. If the Lord's earthly father was going to raise him in the way that he needed to be raised, his earthly daddy needed to be saved. He needed to be a God-fearing man. He needed to be able to be in the place where he was committed to the Lord. Let me tell you something. There was nothing supernatural about Joseph. But Joseph was a saved man who loved the Lord. Let me tell you something, daddies. We don't have to be supernatural to be the daddies that God wants us to be. But I'll tell you how we're going to get started being the daddies that we need to be. Number one, we need to be saved. Our kids need daddies that are saved and know the Lord. Amen? Our kids needs daddies that are just men and fear the Lord and honor the Lord in all that they do. Do you know why He chose Joseph? Because He knew Joseph would raise his son the right way according to His Word. And He knew this man was sold out to the Lord. Everybody said, well, what kind of daddy do I need to be? You need to be the very daddy that God wants you to be. You need to be sold out to the will of God. And the very daddy your children need you to be is God-fearing men. Let me tell you something. My daddy's not an astronaut. My daddy's not a lawyer. We didn't have the fancies of fancies. But I am thankful for this. He raised us in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I can say a lot of bad for my dad, but I can say this. He's a saved man who loves the Lord. And I'm thankful today to have that kind of father. I want you to look over in the book of Luke. Notice the description of Mary, and so many times Mary is boosted above the level that she really needs to be. I remember when I went to Israel, went to the city of Nazareth, to the place where they believe this announcement took place, and they built a church there, and they built this shrine, if you will, there, and they had a big old statue of Mary, and I know Miss Frances has seen this statue. And there is a snake around the feet of Mary at this time. And in this statue, this snake is wrapped around with the head of the serpent under the heel of Mary. And basically showing the picture that Mary is crushing the head of the serpent. Now this was scripture that would be fulfilled, but not through Mary, but through the seed of Mary. It wasn't Mary that crushed the head of the serpent. It's Jesus that crushed the head of the serpent. But I want you to notice what kind of lady this was. Notice what is said in Luke 1. Notice here verse 27. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. One word that sticks out here that sets her apart is the word virgin. If this woman was going to have the Son of God, she was going to have to be a virgin. Because He was going to have to be a spotless Savior. Amen? It couldn't come from the seed of man. It had to come from the seed of God. And a lot of times we take that away, that she wasn't a virgin. It's very important to note what set her apart and why God chose her above everybody else is she set her life apart and was saving herself for her husband, and God honored her for that and God blessed her for that. Let me tell you, to carry the Son of God is a privilege. To carry the Son of God was a blessing. But the only way to fulfill that was to honor what God desired for her to do. And she was still pure at this time. Notice the next verse. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. God didn't just step out one day and say, you know what, I'm going to throw Jesus in this family. He looked out and He found a young man and a young woman that was set apart. He found a young woman and a young man that would be parents that was set apart and different than any other mom and dad in the world. And I'm going to say this morning. God wants us to be different, Mom and Daddy. He has called us out. He said, come out from among them. Be ye different. Mom and Dad, if we're going to raise our kids in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, number one, we got to have a personal relationship with Jesus. You got to know Jesus. I hope and I pray that you're saved this morning. If you're not saved, the invitation is going to be open here in a minute. And I want you to be saved. And after that, you need to commit and submit yourself to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Mamas and daddies, we need to follow Jesus. We need to be different. We hear it all the time. But they do it. The world's doing it. Oh, so-and-so's doing it. I used to tell my dad, Dad, you make me so mad because all my friends are doing it. He said, I don't give a flip. And he didn't, and he still doesn't. And I praise God for that. Let me tell you, God wants us to be parents that don't give a flip about this world. And doesn't care about what's popular or what's the going thing. He wants mamas and daddies that will step out on faith and be different and raise their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And let me tell you something, that's what your kids need. That's what your children need, is a mom and a daddy. Oh, this young lady was highly favored. She was set apart. She loved the Lord. Now hold your place there and look back in Matthew. Another reason that He chose this family is, number one, they were a chosen family. Number two, they were an obedient family. Matthew 1, in verse 24, Joseph has just received the dream of his lifetime. His world has just been rocked. And the lady that he is espoused to, the young girl, now he knows that she is pregnant with the child of God. An angel appeared unto him. Now, let me tell you something. Having an angel appear unto you ought to be enough, amen, to get your attention. But to know that your espoused wife, you're the one you're engaged with, is pregnant with the Son of God, how do you behold that? How do you accept that? How do you get that? But he received all of these instructions. I want you to notice what it said in verse 24. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now if you would look back in Luke chapter 1, and in verse 38, after Mary is getting this news that she's going to carry the Son of God. Can you imagine the burden that fell upon her? Can you imagine the weight that fell upon her that day? Notice what it said in verse 38. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Mary said, I'll do whatever you've told me to do. The daddy said, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. Let me tell you something. We need mamas and daddies that will give themselves to God like that. And say, God, we will do whatever you tell us to do. Let me tell you something. This was the Son of God. He had to become the Lamb of God without spot and without blemish. And if He was going to be that, He was going to have a mama and a daddy that was obedient to the Lord and to the law and to the things that God had called them to do. Let me tell you something. God gave them strict instructions. You know why? Because thousands of years of prophecy is in the balance right now, okay? And if they were going to do it the right way, they were going to have to do it God's way. And if they're going to do it God's way, they were going to have to listen to God, and they were going to have to be more than hearers of the Word. They were going to have to be doers of the Word. Let me tell you something. We need mamas and daddies that will do more than hear the Word. We need mamas and daddies that will do the Word of God. And this mom and this dad sold out to the plan of God. I want you to think about some of the instruction. Remember, the Lamb of God is being prepared. Think about this. She's a virgin. And there he had to have this time with his espoused wife. Could you imagine the embarrassment? Could you imagine what people said and what people thought? But do you realize that Joseph remained pure with this young lady? And never did they come in and have relationship with one another. And let me tell you something, that was very, very important, that they remain pure through this time. Hello? This was very important because the Lamb of God's being prepared within her womb. He had to abstain. He had to be obedient. God said, let her be pure. The people, could you imagine the things? Huh. I know what happened to them. Huh. Could you imagine the gossip in town? That man loved the Lord so much, and that young lady, they were so obedient. They withstood it all. And they remained steadfast because the Lord told them to. And they kept on going. And then the Son of God was born. And I imagine Joseph had a family name. And I imagine, because that was something that was very important in that day, according to tradition, that the name would always come from the father's side. And it did in this case. But the true father's side. He was not to call this baby James. He was not to call this baby Andrew or anything else. He was instructed to call his name Jesus. And there that day when that baby was born, Joseph spoke up and he said, you know what? We're going to call his name Jesus. And that day he uttered the name Jesus. I could imagine the tears rolling down the face of Mary. Oh, sweet Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus. Mamas, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, sweet Jesus. And then the name began to go out. People heard Jesus is born. The name Jesus began to be professed. The name Jesus began to be exalted. The name Jesus began to be worshipped. There were some men that was fixing to come along and worship this little baby named Jesus. And there that day, for the very first time, Jesus, the name, is exalted and lifted up. And it's worshipped and it's praised. All because of that man was obedient to the Word of God. Because God said, call him Jesus. I've used that word a few times. I've used that name a few times because it's a name that is above every name. It's the only name given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. What a precious name, the sweet name of Jesus. You know why his name was Jesus? Because one man was obedient to the Lord. Awesome. 8 days they took this baby to the temple to get him circumcised. You know why? Because that's what the law demanded. So they followed the law of God and they took him to the temple. Herod knew the Savior was born. He got scared. He got worried. He sent out a decree, I'm going to kill every child 2 years and under. The angel said, go to Egypt. Go to Egypt. They got that little baby and they went to Egypt. They left everything they had. They left everybody they knew because God said, go. The devil was trying to destroy him. But mom and daddy listened to God. Herod tried to kill him, but mom and daddy listened to God. The world's trying to get your child. But if you'll listen to God, that child's going to make it. And God said, go. And they went for a couple years. until Herod died. And the angel said, okay, you can go back now. They listened to God. How did he survive that slaughter of those children? Because a mama and daddy listened to God. Is it important to listen to God, mama and daddy? Absolutely. We need to listen to the Lord. Are you obedient to the Lord? If God is leading you, mama and daddy, follow the Lord. Do whatever God has told you to do. Now I want you to look in Luke chapter 2. If you're with me, say amen. Luke chapter 2, and this is in closing. Luke chapter 2. They had followed and done everything God had told them to do. Number 3, they were a nurturing family. Verse 39 and verse 40 proves that they were a nurturing family and they raised them according to the ways of the Lord. We don't know a lot about the youth years of Jesus, but this is what we know in verse 39. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. There is nothing that I would trade for the time that I have with my 3 children right now. Think about this. Can you imagine what Mary and Joseph got to experience with Jesus? He never disobeyed. He never talked back. Hello? Isn't that awesome? I'm raising sinners. Mary didn't. She didn't raise a sinner. Isn't that awesome? And this young man was raised in the law to fulfill every jot and tittle of it. And it was so important that this Jesus would fulfill the Scripture. And if he was going to, it was going to take a mama and daddy that was sold out to the will of God to nurture that child in the admonition of God. Oh, our children need the Lord. Hey, don't push your kids to Jesus. Lead your kids to Jesus. Don't drop them off with Jesus. You lead them to Jesus. It's not just good enough that your kids here. They need to see you hearing it and doing it too. Are you the parents that God has called you to be? And that very story is why we have a Savior. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. That day, the Son of God was born. The Lamb of God. Without spot and without blemish. And he lived his life without error and without sin. Let me tell you something today. If you're here and you've never been saved, the Bible says that we will die and we will go to that place called hell because we are sinners and we come short of the glory of God. And because we come short of the glory of God, there is punishment for that sin. And God said, I don't want them to pay. I don't want them to pay. So he sent his only begotten Son to go to the cross and die for us. To take our place. Let me tell you something. You're going to get some great gifts here in a week or two. But nothing's greater than what God gave 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem when he gave you a Savior. The greatest gift ever given to mankind. And why that name is rejected, I'll never know. He came to love. He came to save. He came to redeem. And we've rejected him. And we've pushed him away. This morning, you need to be saved. If you're here and you've never been saved, would you be saved today? I'm going to ask you this question. Don't say it out loud. If you died right now, where would you spend eternity? If the answer to that is hell, you need to be saved this morning. You can be saved where you are. Call upon the name of the Lord, and thou shalt be saved. Believe in your heart. If you have questions, come down. Let me show you how to be saved. Let's stand this morning. Very quiet, very reverent. Mom, Dad, maybe you need to get at the altar. Maybe you hadn't been obedient to the Lord. Take this time to get things right with God. If you need to come for baptism, would you come? If you need to be saved, you need to join the church, come right now. Thank you. this dedication come from a little lady by the name of Hannah. Hannah wanted a child so bad, and prayed and prayed and prayed to the Lord for this child. And when she received this child, this is what the Bible says. And she said, "O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I pray, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. This service today is a picture of giving this child back to Jesus for His honor and His glory. That God's will be done through this child. And that God, that you would commit yourselves and God would give you the strength to be the mama and daddy that God wants you to be. Listen, what this young man did this morning, I pray, Brother Trey, that that young man's going to be standing in the same place. One day, professing that he knows Jesus. I pray this little girl is going to be standing down here one day saying, I met Jesus. Amen. Oh, man. I hope that little boy comes down this aisle one day and said, I met the Lord. I can't wait for the day Bobby's going to run down that aisle. We may have another preacher there. You never know. We may have two or three preachers up here. Isn't God good? God is so great. And my prayers for these parents that they give this child back to the Lord. And I want to ask to do something a little different. And I'm going to ask one at a time that we pray for this family and this child. And for the Tubbs, I'm going to ask Brother Rodney if you would come up here. And I want you to pray for this family. And I want you to pray for little Case. Y'all help me with the names. I worked hard on these names. Did I get it right?
Yes, sir.
Case, Natalie, Callan, and Bobby. Got it right. I worked hard. If you would, Brother Rodney, pray for the Tubbs family and pray for this sweet little boy.
Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we just come before your throne of grace today, Lord, with these children, Lord, especially this one here, Lord. We just ask that you would be with the child, Lord. We pray that you'd be with the parents, that they would raise him up, Lord, in your nurture and admonition, Lord. We just ask that you would be with them as they go through their daily walk, Lord. Just bless them, Lord, and give them wisdom, Lord, as they raise this child, Lord, in a lost and dying world. We ask it all in Christ's holy name. Amen.
Amen. Brother Jim Wells, would you come? Rebecca and William, pray for Natalie. I got Natalie's name right. If you would come, hold it together, you big baby. My goodness.
We ready?
Yes, sir.
Most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for these young people. Lord, we just need to be here for them, and Lord, be with William and Rebecca as they raise Natalie, that she might grow up in church and grow to love you and accept you as her Savior when the time comes. Lord, just be with the church, and as we back every one of these young people, the ones on stage and the ones out of the congregation, Lord, just be with us and be with them as best you can. Forgive us where we fail you. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask Brother Kevin Pennington if you would come and pray with Brother Philip, Miss Marcy, Mr. Callan this morning. What a blessing this is, isn't it? To give our child back to the Lord, to dedicate them to His honor and His glory. You know what? He's worthy. He's worthy. Brother Kevin, if you would pray for them, please, sir.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for these young kids, Lord, these babies, Lord. Just be with them. Be with these parents, Lord, as they raise them. But they'll be raised in your house, Lord. And we just love you. And we thank you for them. And keep them safe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Jeff, if you would come. If you would come and pray with the Emrys, little Bobby. What do y'all call him? Quad?
RB Quad.
RB Quad. I don't think Grandma likes that name too. Long as one day we get to call him saved. Amen. Amen. That's right. Pray for them, Brother Jeff.
Lord, we just come to you and we thank you and praise you, Lord, for all that you do for us. And Lord, we just pray for Brother Trey and Laura and Bobby, Lord, and just pray for them and pray for this family as they raise him up, Lord, and the guidance that you have given them, Lord. Give them strength and knowledge and understanding of what you want, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for the love that you show us each day, Lord. And Lord, just help him to grow up and just be the child that you would want him to be, Lord. Lord, just forgive us of our failures and all these things.